Your Bridge FM with Keith and Sheila, and joined in the studio by Marlon Brown with Ye Old Fish House. How are you, Marlon?
Awesome. Feeling great, excited, especially after the forecast for the weather this Friday for our busting out for the kids' jail and bail. I am just pumped.
Oh, man. I saw that, too, and I was like, hey, no more rain in the forecast. It is a little cooler, but hey, we'll take that.
That'll only be a problem when you get dunked.
Yeah.
Well,
so Marlon, tell us the details first.
Yeah, by the way, Marlon's also with Toys for Tots, which is what this benefits. But tell us all about the Busting Out for the Kids.
Okay, so this is our fourth annual Busting Out for the Kids, and we will normally have folks come in, be willing to be placed in jail, and then they will call friends and family and say, hey, I'm in jail. What? What do you mean you're in jail? And of course, everyone gets a kick out of it.
Right.
And some people ask, are you kidding? And so then we appropriate funds that way. If everybody gives just a little, it adds up to a lot. And then at the end of the day, we have the funds that we need. Hopefully, the most of the funds we need. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. We do have a couple others, but this is the biggest one of the year. And what it does is it gives us the opportunity to purchase toys for children that are less fortunate. Last year, we were able to assist over 1,100 kids.
Wow.
Whoa.
372 families.
Nice.
That's great.
And in the past, what we've done is if you go into jail and you don't reach your goal, let's say, is $1,000. If you don't reach that, and most people don't, we get it. Mm-hmm. But all in fun and all in the name of giving, we get to put a pie in your face. Well, after 7 pies in my face last year, because you can also say, hey, I'll donate $100 and I want to see a pie in Marlon's face or whoever's
in jail. Well, that's helpful, isn't it?
Well, it is helpful, but, you know, I got to thinking, I don't like this. What could we do that I might like? And it was hot that day. And so I said, next year we should do a dunk tank. And here we are next year.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a dunk tank. Yes. And now we're having cooler weather, but that's okay. We're just appreciative of the whole community. It just seems like everyone is coming together to help us with this Busting Out for the Kids jail and bail this year.
So let me get this clear. If you get a phone call from your friend that says, help me, I'm in jail, they can either like give some money and hopefully it'll go up to $1,000 before they get dunked.
Yes.
Or you could give $100 and have your friend dunked right away.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Those are the donations we really want to see, because then it's like a double win. We get the donation for the kids, a triple win. Kids win, and then you win because you get to see your friend put in the duck tank and ducked.
Yeah. A loser in that situation, I think?
I don't think so.
If it's hot enough, they'll be glad they got dunked.
Yeah, okay.
It's for the kids.
That's
anyway.
Right.
You know what? They shouldn't care if they're getting dunked.
We'll have more with Marlon Brown and Toys for Tots coming up soon on Your Bridge FM.
It's the Busting Out for the Kids Jail and Bail today, a fundraiser for Toys for Tots. We're talking about it here on Bridge FM, and we've got Marlon Brown. And Marlon, we've been talking about everything, you know, to do with the actual fundraiser, but you're making a whole event out of this.
We're going to be cooking out on an 8-burner event grill. We're going to have tenderloins, hot dogs, hamburgers. We will not be supplying fish from the fish house. I'm sorry, but it's just too much to do in and out the door, in and out.
Yeah.
And so the Allmire Bakery right next door is also participating. We're blocking off both parking lots. Mm-hmm. You can park in the parking lot just to the east of Caldwell Place, which is east of Allmire Bakery. We'll have Miss Rachel's Neat Treats will be there.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh,
yeah.
Good ice cream and pineapple whip. Hint, hint. Randy, I hope you guys have that. then we got a lady coming with cotton candy for the kids. Oh. There'll be games for the kids to play. We hope to have cornhole as well to do. Just a lot of fun and kind of like a block party and just enjoy one another's company and, raise some money.
That is such a great thing because it's the weekend before school starts too.
Yeah.
So bring your friends, have a great time.
Bring the kids, free prizes and free games and just have fun.
And it all benefits Bartholomew County Toys for Tots, helping those less fortunate in our area, helping those kids have a great Christmas. And I know that you're going to have a band that's playing, too, for a couple hours.
Red Line Revival will be there from 5 to 7 that evening. That's correct. Actually, that is Mike Wilson. He's the public information officer with the
fire department.
And him and his sister, Melissa, the excellent singers, and their band is just top-notch, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's theirs. See, I was like, Redline Revival? I don't think I've heard of them, but I knew that Mike had his little family group. Yeah, okay. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. So again, this is the fourth annual Bustin' Out for the Kids Jail and Bail fundraiser for Bartholomew County Toys for Tots. We had Marlon Brown from Ye Olde Fish House, and he's on 17th Street, just east of Central. So make sure that you come by. This is this Friday, the 1st, from 11 a.m. all the way through 7 p.m. And there'll be people participating in the Jail and Bail event until 5 p.m. All of the details are on our website at thebridgefm.org. But Marlon, thank you so much for dropping by.
I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you for allowing us the opportunity, and thank you for helping us with this great cause and work for the kids. If people could come and see when we pass out the toys that day, it's such a joy to see the look on their faces of gratitude. It's just a true blessing, and we appreciate all that you guys do here at Bridge FM.
Well, you're welcome.